God calls us to repentance. Not just confession. Oh, in the church today, as a whole, we've got that down real good, don't we, this confession business? Well, let me just say, if I'm out there in that little overlook out here at where we ate last night, and I'm walking out across there, and I'm going out of that overlook over, and I don't know how far down it is, maybe 1,000 feet to the bottom out there. I'm walking to the overlook. I'm going to the overlook. Well, what did I just do? I just confess I'm fitting to walk off the side of the mountain. If I walk over the overlook, bad things await me. Death and harm and destruction, right? So I've confessed it. I've owned up to it. But God doesn't call us just to confession. He calls us to repentance. You read every sermon in the New Testament, and most of them in the Old Testament, what were the prophets calling people to do? Just own up to what they've done? Or to repent? Repent means I'm walking toward the cliff. I'm walking toward the cliff, and somebody says, John, if you keep walking that way, you're going to be in trouble, man. Turn around. And you see, the word repent literally means 180 degree turn. And so now I'm walking away from what will harm me, what will hurt me, what will bring destruction to me, to what will bring good to me. And I turn from my life of sin, my life of rebellion, my life of all those kinds of things, and I turn to God in repentance through Jesus Christ, to the one who will give me life and bring healing and wholeness into my life.